boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh, Cher. It's Cher's weekend.
It really is.
We're just living in it.
Don't forget to turn your clocks back this weekend. Most of them will do it themselves, but at least your iPhone will.
True. And this one, I have a love-hate relationship, right? Because we fall back.
We get an hour of sleep. How could you hate that?
But then it starts to get dark even earlier.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And that makes me very sad.
No, but the clocks is the problem. I love that the iPhone does it for us. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know for a fact I wouldn't change it. Guaranteed I wouldn't change it. Because I don't change it in my car. I don't change it on my stove. I don't change it on my microwave. I even have one little hand clock in my house. I ain't gonna change it.
No?
No!
The entire time? You're just gonna let it go until we spring forward.
I just know that, okay, just the hour. That's what I know to do.
Dude, I cannot live like that because I will have a heart attack. I know what's going to happen is I'm probably not going to go anywhere on Sunday, so I'm not going to see it in my car. And then I'll wake up Sunday morning, go throughout my morning, and get in the car and think that I'm an hour late for work.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I will change them so I don't have any more heart attacks.
No, this is like, here's the thing. And I'm not that technology problem. I don't know what it is I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not that. I can understand technology for the most part, right? It's just when it comes to that, it's impossible for me. I don't know what it is. I can solve Wi-Fi. I can solve any other technical issues, but apparently changing the clock is nearly impossible for me, especially in the car, especially on your stove. Oh my God. I can never figure out how to do it.
I don't know why the stove is so difficult.
Seriously.
It's always, I think there's literally a button that says set clock. And it doesn't appear to me until I've been staring at it for 10 minutes mm-hmm. and swearing and considering whether I should just smash the entire thing.
Throw it out the window.
Literally, like, I don't need the oven. You're gone.
Well, my problem is I'll try to set it, like, or like the microwave, and I'll be like, okay, I just got to turn back one, or my hand slips, and I'm like, no, I got to go through the whole clock.
Go through the whole 60 minutes.
Come on, dang it.
Happy daylight savings, everybody.
Okay, at least you get an hour.
Woo. Use that hour to fix your clocks.
No. Or be like me. Just don't do it.
I can't.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Here we are. It is 3:12 on November 1st, 2024. And it is official, people. She's defrosted. It's official. Mariah Carey has spoken out, and she says it's time.
Can I do it?
Can you do what?
Scream.
Oh, well, can you back up a little bit?
Yeah! Sorry. I've been waiting.
This has been a
Mariah
thing.
Mariah Carey, where were you, honey?
Well,
I should be the new Christmas queen.
She has been, there's been a lot of people waiting on her, and she has been saying, not yet, it's not time, it's not Christmas time, hold your horses. But a little after midnight, this morning technically, she posted her annual video on Instagram that she's been doing the last couple years, where she was dressed up as Morticia Adams.
Oh, cute.
Dancing around, and then she defrosts and is fully All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey, dancing around. It's official. Christmas is here. Thank you, Mariah Carey.
Again, where were you when I was celebrating weeks ago?
Well, you were just a little ahead of the game, I suppose. But now...
But I am glad she's finally said it so other people could not be mad at me anymore. Mariah Carey said it's time.
I mean, after this weekend, probably, I'd love to check the streams of this song mm-hmm. because you know how it happens.
I thought about it.
Spikes up. About listening to it?
Are you going to judge me?
Let's talk.
I thought about it today. Listening to Christmas music. Is it too early? Kill me. I don't know.
What were you doing that you were like, I should be listening to Christmas
music? Well, I woke up this morning definitely in a Christmas spirit. And I thought, you know what? On my ride to work today, I'm going to listen to Christmas music.
Oh, wow. I would understand if you were saying you were like bringing up the Christmas tree from the basement or
just wanted to get in the spirit before I came to work.
Okay.
You don't want to drive.
If it's
going to
put you in a good mood, by all means, listen away.
What, am I not normally in a good mood?
I think you should listen to it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Christmas boot camp goes into effect immediately, but we have a problem with Christmas lights.
Shoot.
I know. So let me explain Christmas boot camp. Basically, I have two new animals in the house. I don't know how they will react to a Christmas tree.
I hate to be the one that's like, watch yourself, but seriously.
Watch yourself.
A young cat, that's like a playground.
I know that Luna, she's good. I know Evie is good. Those two were around the Christmas tree last year, aced the test.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are new, and I have a feeling they're going to be bad. So Christmas boot camp in effect, where I'm going to have to reprimand them and teach them to not go up the Christmas tree, not to eat the wires, which I feel like that's going to be a problem as well.
So you're doing a dummy tree. You're not going to pull out your nice tree. You're going to do a dummy, cheaper tree.
That way, if they do something bad, it's a dumb tree. Cost me $10.
Perfect.
So
that's actually smart.
Do whatever you want to it. So I'm buying this dummy tree for $10 off my sister, and then I'm going to buy dummy lights. I'm not looking to spend a lot of money on these Christmas lights.
Because they could get destroyed.
My thing is, I think the dog's going to eat the wires. So I have a feeling I want to spend I don't know. They got the cheapest is 99 cents or $1.99 for a box. That's what I'm looking for. Those rinky dink Christmas lights.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do. Do I get the white ones or the colorful ones? Because I don't know who I am as a Christmas person.
I don't know who I am.
I don't know if I like the white Christmas tree or the colorful Christmas tree. That's why my really, really expensive Christmas tree that I own lets me do both.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm going to have to pick, because those rinky-dink cheap ones, you have to pick. They don't have the, you get to, it lets you
have both.
It
doesn't come with a remote.
It doesn't come with a remote and best of both worlds unless you want to spend money. I ain't doing that this year. We're getting the rinky-dink ones. So I have to pick between white or colorful. I don't think I mentally can choose that because I love them both so much. So I'm going to have neighbor man pick. And I don't know who he is as a Christmas person.
I'm surprised.
Is he the white Christmas tree or is he the colorful Christmas tree?
Mm.
What are you?
Okay, so I feel like most people have a very firm opinion about
this.
And I think it's one of two things. It's either it's because what your parents had growing up, or number two, it's because what your parents had growing up, so you want to do the opposite.
Yes.
So I am a white light Christmas tree person because my mom is a white light Christmas tree person. I like colorful trees, especially if you go all out and it's so gaudy, tons of color and stuff. If I could fully commit to that, I would be a colored light person. But I grew up with white lights. My mom was the type, we would help decorate the Christmas tree, and as soon as we turned around and went to bed, she was going to go move all the ornaments so it looked better. So I have adopted that as an adult now, and that's what I would choose. But I know my oldest sister, because we only had white lights growing up,
she just does the opposite.
She likes the colored lights now because she's like, I never got them as a kid. I have to make up for it. So I don't know. Did you have a specific growing up? Or
we were colored.
Okay.
Growing up, we were always colored Christmas lights. So, God, oh my. And here, I don't know if I could choose. It's really, honestly, if you gave me $1 million to choose right now, I don't know if I could choose.
So I think you have to ask neighbor man, because I think it's going to be the same thing where I don't even know if he has put up a Christmas tree living on his own the last couple of years.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, so it's going to fall back on his childhood.
It is. And I think no matter what, I am going to be butthurt. Because if he picks the colored, then I'm going to be sad I don't get the white.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he picks the white, I'm going to be sad I don't get the colored Christmas lights. So I feel like no matter what, I don't win.
So what do you do?
Cry. Wait, what if I did a half? Oh, that's going to be tacky.
Well,
half white, half colored up the tree. I mean, we could. It's going to be a rinky-dink tree anyways.
Well, I mean, if you want to commit to that. I have you to thank, Destiny, for sending me into a holiday spiral already.
You're welcome.
Every year it seems like Christmas comes earlier and earlier and earlier.
Thank you.
I was at Target last night and they had Christmas trees up. On Halloween. I don't know. So I'm starting to have a little bit of anxiety, to be honest, thinking about getting gifts because it's time to start thinking about it now. And, you know, going through the list of like, okay, I got to make sure I hit all these people in my family and then friends and then coworkers. And then, oh yeah, I probably should get something for my boyfriend too. And I came up with this idea. Now, I haven't ran it past him, so I'm going to need to do that tonight.
I'll be the dummy. Oh, do you want me to dummy? I'll be dummy.
Yeah. Okay, this is good.
I'll play boyfriend.
Well, this is a practice run. Okay. So.
Okay. I've always wanted to play boyfriend.
Hear me out. I'm glad you're getting to live your weird fantasy. My idea is for me and him to exchange gifts that are only thrifted.
Okay.
So, if you didn't know, I really like thrifting in my free time as is. And he has actually really gotten into it too with me. We like to go to thrift stores together. Anytime I'm at a thrift store and I see something that he might like, I probably buy it anyways. Mm-hmm. And it's like just a fun thing that we do all year round. So I'm thinking to save on a little bit of money. And I would almost argue it's going to be more thoughtful. Instead of me going on, I don't know, Nike.com and picking out a sweatshirt that I think he likes, if I spend the next month or so going to thrift stores and only buying things that really speak to me, that are like, ooh, that looks like something he would love, I feel like there's more thought that's going into that.
May I argue, I think you have to put more work into it. Because definitely. You're going to have to go through more racks versus just, you know, searching on Nike. Orange pair of shoes.
Right.
You know, you're going to put more work into it, but you get to save more money. And what I love, and you've gotten me into thrifting, thank you very much, is that it's become one of my favorite stores to do and things to do now, is that I feel like you get one-of-a-kind items. And, you know, I take that with a grain of salt. One-of-a-kind items because, you know, people are thrifting them years later.
Yeah.
And so, like, there are things that are, like, out of style, you know, whatever it may be, but they're like things that a lot of other people wouldn't have on them. Versus if you go to a big box store and you buy a shirt there, you're going to see other people in town wearing that.
100%.
I go to the thrift store and I get this shirt. Somebody thrifted it 10 years later.
Right. But I'm down for the work because I like buying gifts. I like coming up with ideas. I think this will be a fun challenge. I don't know if he's going to be up for it, but if he's cool with me only thrifting his Christmas gifts, I'm like really down for this idea.
I think you could call it Thrift Miss.
Yeah.
I think that's cute. I want to steal this. I would have to also talk to Neighbor Man because I think we want to get each other like big, really expensive things. But what if we took that money that we want to spend on each other instead of spending it on each other for the big things? Like I know he wants a submarine. It's a vacuum machine. It costs $900.
Wow.
What if I don't spend that on him? Okay. What if we just thrifted each other and then that money I would have spent, the money he would have spent on me, we could get the submarine we both want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So instead of also like being like, Merry Christmas, here's a vacuum, you'd be like, okay, we only spent, I don't know,
$75.
$75, $50, whatever you may be. Instead of spending that $900, and then you can jointly go in on that together.
Yes.
I'm into it.
And now it's a gift that we both get to enjoy. Mm-hmm. I like this idea. It's a very good idea. You know what? Shockingly, you didn't have a dumb idea. Not that I thought you would.
No. Should I be offended?
Remember how I was struggling with what Christmas lights I should put on my tree?
Yes, because you're just going to do like a cheaper version. So if your animals misbehave, it's better. So you don't know if you should get white or colorful lights.
Right. Just because I'm going to make them the cheapest lights ever because the tree's going to be cheap.
Because the new cat and the new dog are probably going to
destroy it.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking to spend a lot of money. But 6505 texted in with what I think might be the most genius idea on the face of the earth. Now, they gave me an option of, or maybe the first option was do half white and half colored lights. And I do them vertically.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome.
You could kind of like candy cane stripe it.
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. However, they go with option number 3. What's Post Malone's favorite color? WWPD, what would Posty do? And you know what? I don't hate this. If I'm already going to make it a rinky-dink tree, why don't I go all out and make it really stupid? His favorite color... No, I'm being serious. His favorite color is green. So yeah, I would put green lights on a green tree. And it would be very stupid.
What else would you put on it?
No, I'm not doing ornaments this year. Not messing with that.
Oh.
No ornament. Just because I'm not doing that with the animals and I don't know how they're going to behave. I could print out pictures of Post Malone and put that on there.
Well, you got a couple Post Malone like t-shirts too. You could maybe put a t-shirt on the tree.
That could be the tree topper. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking if we're already going, like, I'm already thinking this is going to be the stupidest tree ever. And I'm totally cool with that. Why not go with green lights on a green tree? They don't go.
Well, I think it would actually be fine.
Do you think it would look cool?
I think it could.
Green lights on a green tree. I'm totally down for this.
And it's
my posty tree. It's posty Christmas. It's a posty Christmas.
Posty miss.
We had posty ween. But what'd you call it? I liked that.
Posty miss.
I liked that.
Or Chris Malone.
Even better.
I have a feeling Neighbor Man's going to be like, you must be stopped.
I love this idea.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm just trying to take this in over here. It's so sunny and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know after Sunday, around this time, honestly, it's going to be getting dark out.
Spooky.
I don't know who we need to talk to about cutting work hours.
Yeah, no, seriously.
When it gets dark out, I know everybody, even if you only work until 5 o'clock, that last hour, it feels like bedtime.
This should be where every job, they adjust your hours.
I'm saying.
And this is for every employee that they, like, because nobody wants to go to their car in the dark. It's creepy.
It's weird.
Male or female, it's creepy to do this, okay? And it's even like 5 o'clock, it's too dark. So why can't we just adjust our hours? We'll still do a 40-hour work week, but can we just adjust this a little bit? We go in a little bit earlier. And heck, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Then you don't adjust your hours. But like for those who would love to, let's adjust our hours so we can get off a little bit earlier when it's not dark out.
Dude, call me crazy, but as soon as it gets dark outside, I'm napping, right? My brain shuts off. I'm thinking about, I'm in bed now. I don't have to think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think I'm working after five.
Well, we are.
I'm talking on the air, but I ain't doing anything else.
Okay.
If you really think I am. When it hits dark out, I'm already going into sleepy mode, like you said.
We're sleepwalking. We're sleep talking.
We're sleep talking.
Exactly.
So you might as well let everybody adjust their hours. Everybody's doing it.
I'm saying come Monday after, like 4:30, 4:45, just know I'm asleep.
Just know half your employees are not working after 4:30. Also that last 30 minutes, they're sleeping.
It's just let them go home.
Working.
It's pointless. The productivity down the toilet, man.
Yeah. Unless they have to work on Facebook. Well, even then, they're probably not working. They're just checking Facebook.
They're just scrolling on Facebook.
Brain toot. What did you break of your partner's? Like something of theirs that you accidentally broke, like an item or something? We'd love to hear at 319-200-1029. I'm all sorts of in a mood because I accidentally broke something that really means a lot to Neighbor Man.
This is so tough.
I know. Because I've talked about it before, but he's really into Wile E. Coyote from, you know, the Looney Tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple collection cups that have Wile E. Coyote on it. Well, I had them in the sink, but they were stacked on top of each other, like stacked inside each other on top, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And
just like cups or mugs?
They are like glass cups.
Glass cups. Okay.
And they're vintage, by the way. They're hard to find. It takes a really long time. You usually can find them at thrift stores, but like it takes a while for us to find them. They were stacked in the sink and he had a problem with the coffee machine. It was like backfiring. Coffee was spilling everywhere.
Oh.
So he had to take the coffee, pot out of the coffee machine and dump it into the sink. I heard a crack, and I was like, uh-oh, the hot coffee glass. And I think it's because they were stacked on top of each other or something like that. It was not the one that was actually on the bottom. It was the one that was inside that cracked.
Weird.
I don't even think the hot coffee touched it, but it cracked. He's very upset right now. And so we threw it away because it's can't save it. It's totally correct.
Right. Definitely couldn't use it again.
He's very upset right now. And he's like, I will get you another one. Don't you worry. I will do what I need to do to find one. But he's very upset right now. And I get it. As he should be. That's his prized possession.
It's a collectible.
It's a collectible. He loves Wiley so much. I feel awful. I don't know what I'm supposed to do other than just to find the cup for him.
Right. Well, it's tough because I'm playing devil's advocate here. If it is something that's so prized, I'm like, why are you using it?
No,
I should be a little more careful with it. But I think you're right. Maybe even if you can't find the exact one, replace it with something similar to it. I don't know. Have you started looking?
No, but I will be going to all the thrift stores this weekend. And DMing them on Facebook and Instagram. Don't you worry. You'll be getting a message from me later asking if you have the cup.
Okay. I think we just found your weekend activity.
What did you break of your partners that you feel absolutely horrible about? Maybe you don't, actually.
Or you're like, yes, finally, I can get that out of the house.
We want to know, what did you break of your partners at 319-200-1029?
Melissa, what about you?
He had a ceramic cardinal that he'd given to grandmother when he was a little boy, and when she died, he got it back, and I broke it. I knocked it off the top cupboard, and I felt terrible.
Oh, my God.
Because it definitely had the sentimental value and everything. I still feel bad, honestly, but when I told him about it, he was like, oh, that's okay. Then I could probably glue it back together. And I had saved it, but he has not tried to glue it back together yet. So I'm thinking that's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
It was pretty trash.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just like you. I feel bad about it forever and ever.
It's like, yeah, that's not going to go away.
No, 100%.
I can imagine just randomly being like, oh, my God, yeah, I broke that cardinal.
Mm-hmm. I would think about that night and day for the rest of my life.
I still think about what I broke of my boyfriends. Now, luckily, it wasn't really of sentimental value, but it was expensive.
Uh-oh.
So I accidentally broke his Apple Watch.
Taylor.
This was...
how do you do that? This is the second Apple Watch that you have broke.
I know. This is why I don't wear them, because I'd be swinging my arms around. I wore my dad's old one for a while to see if I would want one, and I whacked it into a metal shelf and shattered it. Luckily, my dad didn't want it back. It was his old one. But with my boyfriend, oh, God, and I don't even feel like we were together that long at that point. He had it sitting on the charger on my kitchen island. Now, the floors are hardwood in my old apartment, and I accidentally tripped over the cord because it was hanging down, and the Apple Watch goes flying. And he's like, whoa, there, like just giving me crap because neither of us thought it was going to be broken. I picked it up, shattered.
Shut up.
I literally started crying.
Taylor.
Because I was so scared. I was like, I broke it. And he was like, wait, are you serious? I was like, no. Literally, like, look at the screen, it's shattered. And he wasn't mad at all, but I'm in my head being like, this is expensive, I can't even afford to buy you a new one right now, and you're somebody that wears it every day, what am I gonna do? And he was like, I wanted the newest generation anyways.
I knew he was gonna say that.
So I got off scotch free, but I still think about it nightly.
Do you really?
Yes.
Let him go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
Taylor's over there and she's like, because she's on candy high right now.
I have had Reese's Pumpkins. I've had Sour Patch Kids. I've had all the things.
Okay, are you okay over
No.
there? Did you eat any regular food?
Oh, no.
Strict sugar diet.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, we're ready for football trivia.
We've got Iowa and Wisconsin this week. The good old battle for the Heartland Trophy. And that is actually question number one. Whitney. What year?
I thought you were talking about Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Forget football. Whitney Houston.
I got Whitney Houston down. Let's go.
What year did the Heartland Trophy make its debut between Iowa and Wisconsin? Was it 2000, 2002, 2004, or 2008?
2000.
2002. 2004.
Oh,
is correct. Iowa won that game 30-7.
Let me guess, Whitney Houston was at that game.
She might have been... Speaking of the Heartland Trophy, which team leads the series with the trophy on the line? The Hawkeyes or the Badgers?
Yeah, it's totally the Badgers. Don't they always kick our butt?
The Hawkeyes.
It's Wisconsin. Right. They lead the series 10-8.
Oh, so it's close.
It's pretty close. Mm-hmm. Iowa's won 3 of the last 4. Two in a row. Question 3, unrelated to Iowa, Wisconsin, but kind of related. Which Iowa player was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after last weekend's
game?
It's going
to be a player I've never heard of, Northwestern. Which is all of them.
I was going to say, have you heard of anybody on the team?
No.
Was it Brendan Sullivan, Caleb Johnson, Reese Dakin, the punter, or Caden Wiegen?
The one that sounds like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese Dakin, the
punter. That guy.
I'm going to go with B.
Caleb Johnson?
Sure.
It was actually Caden Wiegen, the punt returner. An 85-yard punt return for a touchdown. Iowa's next win, final question. Iowa's next win will be win number what in program history? 600, 700, 800, or 900?
She knows.
No, I don't.
Oh. 800.
700.
700,
oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
Did we tie?
Yeah, we did.
Iowa's going to be the 35th school once they win, if it's this week, to reach the 700 win milestone.
Wow.
As well,
wow.
Pretty cool.
That's a lot of football.
Let's see. Tiebreakers. Since I'm the Wisconsin kid in the room, I gotta do a little sickos Wisconsin
Fun.
Trivia.
Sicko.
What is the Wisconsin state beverage?
Cool, I'm down. What do we got?
Milk, soda, beer, or tea?
Of
milk,
course, you guys soda, would probably pick beer. Milk. Well, no offense.
I'm gonna say milk.
You guys are
dairy
heads.
The dairy state.
It's milk. Yeah.
I knew it.
So would
I
you
knew
just
it.
Tie forever?
Tied.
Yeah, we
I
did.
Got one more.
Okay.
Oh,
do you
one
really?
More sickos
you guys
Wisconsin
love your dairy,
trivia.
Don't you?
We are the dairy state. It's on our license plates. Oh. Not my license. Play to live here.
Do you guys just have milk on your license?
No, it says American Dairy.
Imagine.
Oh my gosh.
Drink your milk, people. Drink your milk.
Okay. What is the Wisconsin state animal? Is it the dairy cow?
Of course.
The white-tailed deer, the badger, or the mosquito?
Oh, man, I don't
if
know.
If it's the mosquito, I swear to God. Okay, the dairy cow?
I don't know. Is it the badger or is it the milk? I mean, they love their dairy over there, apparently.
I don't. This is like a trick question.
This is a trick question. It's gonna be the mosquito. I just know it. It's gonna be the milk cow. Let's do it.
I'll say the badger.
The badger's right.
Ah!
It is. That's partially why the team is called the Badgers.
Okay, I kind of had a feeling.
Good the for state them.
Animals. I was really rooting for the mosquito, though.
It really should be the dairy cow.
That's what you think.
Like, you guys have milk on your license plates.
Yeah, jars of milk. Actually, the license plates are white, so they're made of milk.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Fun facts.
Inside fact for you.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
All right, you've had your fun, Destiny. I think it's time to pump the brakes, though, with all this Christmas talk.
Fine.
So, Halloween's over. And now, technically, we are in Thanksgiving season. All right? So let's let that live.
I'll let the turkey have its split second.
So I feel like you're going to love this. I saw there's some new candles coming out that I feel like are going to be right up your alley because you're a candle girly.
I do love me a candle.
Campbell's, like the soup brand,
yeah,
is putting out a line of candles that smell like Thanksgiving sides.
Go on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Four you got the flavors, the scents?
I got the flavors. Four different candles. They are green bean casserole.
Oh, yes.
Jalapeno cheddar mac and cheese.
Who is having that on Thanksgiving? And if you are, I'm coming over.
We have mac and cheese. We don't.
I have never once had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. I know. My family, we're messed up, apparently.
Well, you definitely need this candle.
I've never had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, but you said jalapeno mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Whoever's having that, I'm coming over.
Okay.
Period.
There you go. The other two flavors are apple, fennel, and herb stuffing.
Ew, I don't want that one. I
like
stuffing.
I don't know about all the rest of that, though. And then the last one is everything bagel seasoned mashed potatoes.
No.
What?
No. Why'd you say everything bagel? Why can't it just be potatoes?
Well, I don't know.
Period.
I also
with
don't.
With gravy.
Like,
period.
Everything bagel doesn't have a scent to me.
It does. But who's putting everything bagel on their mashed potatoes?
I don't know.
If you are, let me know if it's good. But those are I've never done that.
Those are the four flavors. They go on sale on November 18th.
I'm calling you corporate Campbell's. Because it should have just been mashed potatoes with gravy.
I can't believe, I know it's inspired by Thanksgiving sides, but where's the turkey?
Pumpkin pie?
The dinner rolls.
Oh, yum.
I would buy a dinner roll scented candle.
Cheesecake. Where's the cheesecake?
It's not a Thanksgiving item. Pumpkin pie, maybe.
We have cheesecake and pumpkin pie at my Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, but your Thanksgiving sucks.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm not a very consistent person. If you tell me I have to take a pill every single day, I'm not very consistent about that. I'm not going to lie. I can forget things very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been very, very consistent making sure for the last over month now that I hop onto this website and I enter in for this national contest to win Post Malone tickets. It's a contest that Poppy and Kroger, the grocery store, teamed up together, and they were doing like this national contest that you could win Post Malone tickets. Mm-hmm. And every day I made sure that I was putting my name in that little contest.
Mm-hmm.
And the contest technically ended today. Now, I have my phone on loud. I am ready to go to get a phone call at any moment. I've been manifesting, by the way, that I'm going to get these tickets.
Of course.
I am not putting it like, I might get these. No. I will be getting these tickets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting it. I'm just waiting for that phone call to come in or a text message or an email. I don't know, something to tell me that I've won these tickets. And so I've just been waiting and waiting.
Have you gotten any like jump scares? Like your phone started ringing and you about died?
I did get a phone call from an unknown number. It was a 319 number. And I was like, I don't think they call me from a 319. So I didn't answer it. I was like, well, worst case, they'll leave me a voicemail, right? It was AAA, you know, the travel agency.
Yeah.
Or they pick up your car on the side, right?
And AAA.
AAA, that's what they are. They pick up your car on the side of the road. They called me and I'm like, I don't even have them. Why are they calling me? So I didn't, it wasn't them.
Oh.
Otherwise, I've also had a silence call that was scammy, but that didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
So no one has called me yet, but my phone is on loud, ready to go. In case they want to call me.
I guess you don't know what time they're like selecting.
That's true.
Or making, maybe they're selecting and they're not even going to get to the call until tomorrow.
It's true. Or Monday.
I don't think you should give up hope yet.
Okay.
Necessarily. So I am going to feed into your delusions right now.
Yes.
As you wish. And I feel like maybe we should run a little practice scenario. Like what if you really did get the call?
No, I will be getting the call.
What are you going to do when you get that call?
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good
point. So can we like role play it out? I feel like you need to like figure out.
No, you're right. I don't even know what I would say.
What's going to happen? Okay. So I think we pretend.
I'm down.
Right now. Okay.
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 Hello?
Hi, Destiny. This is Stacy calling from Poppy and Kroger Collab. I would be so honored to inform you that you are the winner of the Post Malone concert ticket giveaway.
Shut the f*** up.
Oh.
You know I'd do that. Maybe. Should I not? Should I not?
I'd hang up if I was Stacy. Excuse you.
Don't you swear at me.
That's what you're going to do?
I don't, Taylor. It's my dream. Do I need to calm myself down? Should I not see that?
Okay. I mean, well, follow it up with, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hope your ears aren't hurting. This is an honor. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Do you know who I'm going to take? And I would give them the whole story. I've already have this all planned out.
Oh.
Do you think they care?
Not at all.
Oh. I was going to tell them my whole story, who I'm taking, where I plan on going. They don't.
You got to work on this because they are going to hang up on you and take away the prize.
I feel so bad for you because you have to hear me talk about Post Malone every 2 seconds.
There's no choice.
There really isn't. But really excited for this weekend because I got some more Post Malone
things to go get.
Well, not only am I think I'm down for it as long as I can convince Neighbor Man, the tree will be Post Malone.
Oh, okay. Christmas tree for Post Malone.
Mm-hmm. But then I got to go get more Post Malone stuff. Remember 2 weeks ago, I had to go to Raising Cane's to get the Post Malone poster.
Yes.
With my meal. Yes. Got round two.
Different posters?
Different posters.
Okay.
Well, it's a poster, but you know, I'm going to get two because it's double-sided.
Right.
And I have to have both sides, you know, framed. So we got a date. I'm very excited for this date. Oh, God, I'm excited. But Sunday, we're going to go to Raising Cane's. We're going to get our posters. And then we're going to go book shopping.
Okay.
And I'm very excited for this.
I feel like I need to make a suggestion for me, for Neighbor Man,
okay,
and for the good of humanity.
Okay.
Okay. So if you missed it yesterday, for Halloween, we dressed up as you were Post Malone. And I was Ghost Malone.
Yeah.
Now, you took the Post Malone very seriously. You had on the jorts. You had on a beer t-shirt, the Crocs, a wig, the face tattoos, mm-hmm, all the things. I feel like this is now going to be your punishment, okay?
Why am I getting punished?
Because there's something new with Post Malone. Every couple weeks, every couple months, you're after the poppy sodas. You're after the posters. You're after all the things that I think you need. It's kind of like a swear jar, okay? We need to have a tally sheet that I think you get, I don't know, let's say 10 mentions of Post Malone. And then on that 10th one, next day, you got to be Post Malone.
I got to dress up as him and do the tattoos all over again?
If you guys didn't see it, by the way, go check the Z102.9 TikTok and Instagram page because you got to see it to believe it. But I feel that you must embody him.
Oh, God.
When you become obsessive, you have to spend the entire next day as Post Malone. And you know what? You sent me videos of you scrubbing those tattoos off your face last night.
I know.
So I think that would help you rein it in.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, is this like a punch card? And then every 10th one, I have to dress up as him. I was going to say, I was wondering if you saw my Snapchats that I had come out of the shower after scrubbing all those tattoos off. And I was like red, mm-hmm, because I scraped them off pretty much raw off my body. I'm going to have to do that every 10th time. Are you saying just mentioning his name is a tally off of that punch card?
No, not necessarily.
Or just every time I go get something of his?
I think every time that you are up to some shenanigans.
Oh, God.
Up to no good, looking for whatever product he's selling. We got to start keeping tally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the obsession becomes you becoming Post Malone.
Can we start after this weekend so I don't have to count that one?
Fine.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat, smell my feet. I literally
don't.
What?
Don't. Nobody wants to know what they smell like.
You don't want to smell them?
No.
Okay. Well, we did desko treating.
Yes, we did.
Today at work, which meant we went round to desks, each person's desk, and they had treats and stuff. And I literally went, trick or treat, smell my feet. And not a single person offered to actually.
We all know better. We do. We know. We know better.
I'm raw dogging it too. I'm just bare naked in my Crocs. So they do smell good.
That's a sentence I don't ever want to hear again, honestly.
All right, nobody wants to hear about my bare feet. They want to hear tonight's trivia question. Based on Google searches, what musical artist will be the most popular Halloween costume tonight for 2024? What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
You might be seeing it right now as you're trick-or-treating, helping the kids go door-to-door. What are you seeing? What is that musical artist you're seeing right now? Based on Google searches, what musical artist will be the most popular Halloween costume tonight for Halloween for 2024? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Oh, I'm jealous of all the kids getting candy right now.
Me too.
But it's Halloween, and we have been doing Halloween trivia questions all this week. And even though Halloween's not tomorrow, we're still doing it again tomorrow, too.
Yeah, because you gotta give it some love.
Yeah, we do. But tonight, I'm really excited for the trivia question. Based on Google searches, what musical artist will be the most popular Halloween costume tonight for 2024? What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2175 said Taylor Swift.
Makes sense. There's two already that I can think of. You would wear the t-shirt. This is a lot going on right now.
Yep.
Or you would wear the Reputation outfit.
I've seen a lot of people doing the Lover bodysuit too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I guess that one makes sense too. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean, there's so many to choose from. I love it.
Yeah. 0492 said Doja Cat. I mean, that one you could get a little creative if you think about it.
She's got some looks.
Oh, I was just thinking you could dress up as a cat, but then also be a celeb, like have like a microphone as well.
You know,
you could be the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
A cat and you're an artist. You're Doja Cat.
I just think of, I think it was Coachella this year, 2024. She came out because she had shaved her head and everybody was like, whoa, she's losing it. So she came out at Coachella and had a whole outfit made out of hair.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's funny.
I would do that. That would be a sick costume. Donovan said Jelly Roll.
That one would also be fun to do. It's just like what I'm doing right now, which is put a ton of tattoos on your face.
Yeah, and I think he just wears like black pants and leather jackets a lot. Mm-hmm. I could see this being a big couple's costume too, because his wife is iconic too, Bunny. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I could see people doing that together.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
All right, tonight's trivia question. Based on Google searches, what musical artist will be the most popular Halloween costume tonight? What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. We're going to have the answer coming up here in just a couple minutes, but I feel like this is also like really good homework for people that are like, ah, I'm scrambling and I don't know what to be this weekend at a Halloween party.
I know, right?
There's a couple options
Weren't
for you.
Weren't you an artist one year?
I was Ariana Grande.
Uh-huh. How was that?
It was really easy. I wore a huge, this was like 2019, I think. So her style was like big sweatshirts, knee-high boots, and then I got a fake ponytail that was like ginormous.
Did it hurt?
It did, but you know what? I went to the bars and I had multiple people be like, I really thought Ariana Grande was here. And I was like, period. Success.
Did you sign any autographs?
No, I did not.
Halloween. The one night we get to dress up, eat a ton of candy, feel sick about it, and then wait to do it again 365 days later.
I thought you were going to say wake up and do it again tomorrow.
Ooh, a little Reese's cup with your coffee.
No, no. Tomorrow's when we eat salads. That's the one time in the year.
Speak for yourself.
Tonight's trivia question. Based on Google searches, what musical artist will be the most popular Halloween costume tonight? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Sabrina Carpenter is the hottest costume for 2024 based on Google searches. People are obviously Google searching her, but heart corset, because she's known for like the heart corset,
yep,
is being searched more than ever. And then obviously she comes out on top for like people are searching Sabrina Carpenter.
Based on TikTok alone over the last week, I would say that I've been seeing people doing their Halloween costumes. Overwhelmingly, mm-hmm, it's Sabrina Carpenter.
I've been seeing a lot of, like, if you're watching, I don't know if your For You page is like my For You page, which is all of her and the tour.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of people with
the robe.
The towel. Yeah. And the robe. Yeah. And they are like, are unveiling basically what she does at her tour. And I'm like, I want to do that too.
It'd be a little cold.
Wait. Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. What is it right now in Cedar Rapids? It is. Oh, 45. Nope. Never mind.
I'm going to stick to my bed sheet and my ghost costume.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.